This is the Agentic Executive. Today's briefing focuses on a key insight you can use to increase clarity, leverage, and decision-making power.
Hook, imagine an automated agent that detects an opportunity and pushes a pricing adjustment across a product catalog. Sales spike, margins improve, leadership congratulates the team. Then legal flags dozens of retroactive contract changes and customer credits. The agent solved the problem, but created a business surprise. How would you have prevented that?
Promise. In the next 10 minutes, you'll get one core insight. Escalation is a design variable, not an afterthought. Three supporting principles that let you operationalize safe handoffs, and a single three-line action template to draft an escalation path for any workflow.
Section 1. Core Insight and Principle 1. Core Insight. Treat escalation as part of the system you design. It's not just a fallback. It's an instrument you tune to balance speed and safety. If you leave escalation implicit, you get inconsistent behavior, surprise, and lost leverage.
Curious. That phrasing, escalation as an instrument, is useful. It reframes escalation from emergency plumbing into a control knob you can measure and iterate on.
Principle 1. Signal thresholds. Define measurable triggers that force escalation. Three reliable signals are confidence, cost at risk, and novelty. Confidence means the agent's internal probability for its recommendation falls below a set threshold. Cost at risk is a monetary or reputational exposure tied to the action. Novelty flags situations outside distribution seen in training or production. Combined, these signals prevent agents from acting in high consequence or unfamiliar cases.
Practical thresholds. Pick business-aligned numbers. Example, escalate if model confidence less than 0.8 or estimated cost at risk greater than $10,000. Or novelty score in the top 5% of out-of-distribution signals. Those are starting points, not dogma. The key is measurability and alignment to business outcomes.
Section 2. Principle 2 and Principle 3. Principle 2. Context-rich handoffs. When an escalation fires, humans must act quickly. Give them the minimum set of metadata that yields a fast, accurate decision. Intent summary, decision history, confidence and signal scores, key constraints and guardrails, affected entities, and suggested options with projected outcomes.
A checklist for the handoff payload helps. Who requested the action? Why the agent chose this path? What data influenced the choice? And which constraints must hold? Short, structured, and machine parsable, so humans can skim and act.
Principle 3. Traceable authority. Every escalation should record the owner, the decision made, timestamps, expected outcomes, and a simple SLA for response and remediation. Make escalation auditable. Logs, links to the state snapshot, and a post-action outcome tag. That lets your org learn and reduces operational debt.
Design rules for authority. Assign a named role, not an ambiguous team. Set a response SLA. For example, 2 hours for high risk, 72 hours for investigatory items, and define rollback criteria up front. Use a 72-hour review window to surface gaps and adjust thresholds quickly.
Section 3. Action step and example. Here's a three-line template you can complete in 10 minutes for any workflow. 1. Trigger. Measurable conditions that force escalation. Include thresholds. 2. Payload and intent. The minimal context the human needs to decide. Include suggested options and constraints. 3. Owner, SLA, and rollback. Who acts, by when, and how to revert or mitigate.
Example, sales crediting automation. Trigger, escalate if crediting change affects $5,000 in ARR, or if the system confidence is less than 0.85, or if the customer contract contains custom clauses, novelty flag. Payload, proposed credit allocation, transaction history, contract excerpt, agent confidence and rationale, suggested corrective options. Owner / SLA / rollback. Revenue ops rep responsible. 24-hour SLA. Automatic hold on credit posting until manual approval. Revert within 48 hours if approved action increases churn risk.
two quick implementation heuristics. First, favor minimal viable escalation rules. Start tight, instrument everything, and run short experiments. Second, make triggers business aligned and measurable so you don't rely on fuzzy judgments. Third, own the feedback loop. Log every escalation, review outcomes within 72 hours, and revise thresholds based on empirical results.
So, common pitfalls to avoid: over-engineering complex paths that slow delivery, under-specifying triggers that produce inconsistent escalations, and not assigning clear owners or SLAs. Each invites either paralysis or surprise. Both erode leverage.
Recap: escalation is a design variable. Set measurable signal thresholds, craft context-rich handoffs, and require traceable authority. Use the three-line template now. Trigger, payload, owner, /SLA/rollback. Implement minimal rules, instrument outcomes, and iterate within a 72-hour review window.
If this briefing was useful, subscribe to the Agentic Executive for daily intelligence briefings that help you preserve leverage as agentic tools enter your operations. Try the template on one workflow this week and log the first 10 escalations for a 72-hour review.
You've been listening to the Agentic Executive. Apply what you learned today and make your next move count. Stay agentic.